Welcome back and gather round, Lakers, for an especially frightful episode of I'm Doing Fine. In this episode, we are going to talk about some of our personal fears, how they can creep into other aspects of our lives, especially during the spooky season that is midterm season, and how to face our fears and use those emotions as tools rather than emotional jump scares in our lives. So, I feel it's only fair that I will start off with my fears. So, once again, it is I, Bella, pronouns she, her, hers, and excited to be back for another week of awesome discussion. So, jumping off into it, I will start where it all began, my fear of escalators. I grew up just outside of Chicago in a suburb called Schaumburg, if you're familiar with it. So we had a huge mall, and I loved going to the mall until that fateful day where I lost grip of my mother's hand and started tumbling down a rather large escalator. And so Woodfield Mall is like the 11th largest mall, I think, in the world. So it was not a small escalator. And I just kept falling forward. But yeah, that might have established my fear of life moving too fast. Who knows? But or uncontrollable events, escalator ceaselessly moving forward.
I feel that I definitely life moving too fast is something I've personally also been struggling with. But on a lighter note, one of my other fears, by the way, this is Katie, pronouns she, her, back for another week talking about our fears and life in general. But back to my fear, I am also smaller, afraid of spiders. If you're my roommates and listening to this, you know that I like jump out of my shower if there were spiders. But what I really want to talk about is my general fear of being alone. And it's not just like being alone for a couple hours, it's just in life. I genuinely fear just being alone in general and losing familiarity and friends, which I will talk about later. Translates into my bigger life fears.
Being alone with spiders.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I would
Anyone else feel itchy? No, I'm kidding.
cry. No, I hate bugs. Oh, gross. Hi, this is Keegan, pronouns she, her, hers. I would say my more like lighter note fear is the fear of heights, which kind of seems irrational in a sense because how often am I really that high up? But like when I am in the scenarios, I'm very nervous, but I think that kind of relates on a deeper note to like my fear of like a lack of stability, like metaphorically the floor coming out from underneath me, you know, like not having a stability, whether it be with my schooling, whether it be with like finances. I think that's kind of something that makes me nervous, even if I don't necessarily think about it all the time.
Yeah, this is Emily, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. And I think that I relate a lot to your fear, Keegan, the lack of stability. Just like the unknown is very worrisome to me. It kind of relates to my smaller fear of the ocean. Not a big fan of going deep swimming because I just like I don't know what type of animals are out there and I just don't know like what's underneath me.
I'm afraid of jellyfish, so that
Yeah.
reminds me of
Yeah.
that.
And it doesn't help they're invisible. You can step on them on the shore. You don't even
And
have
they
to go
don't
deep
have
into
like
the ocean.
eyes, like that's terrifying
They don't have
to
eyes.
me. Yeah, but honestly, like that fear relates a lot to yours, the lack of stability, and also the fear of the unknown, because when you don't know what's going to come next, it can be frightening, and kind of worrisome if things aren't, I don't know, concrete as
Yeah,
well
no,
as you would
absolutely.
mind.
No, for sure.
That will relate to what we're going to talk about later.
And as both Keegan and Emily have talked about the lack of stability and the fear of not knowing what is next, it kind of translates out to our smaller fears. All of our smaller fears kind of build up and correlate to a larger fear for the future. I mean, the future is so scary. Like, we don't know what's to come. And for me personally, as I mentioned, being alone, it's also being alone of like processes that get me to my future, which I struggle with because I know that I don't have to be alone. When it comes to applying for grad school, or even I'm in the process right now of applying for my study abroad trip, I'm not doing it alone. There are advisors and so many people to help me. And it's just, I want to stay strong and independent, but I'm also afraid to ask for help, which is where that correlates, which I'm sure a lot of people struggle with because jumping from living in a house completely dependent on your parents to then coming to college, trying to prepare for your future is terrifying because you don't know exactly the right answers and you're going to make mistakes. But it's just kind of that comfort knowing that I can ask for help, which is something I've had to learn about.
And I think that's important that you say that, because I think when we try to be independent, we sometimes try and hide that fear. So like it's important to notice that like we all get afraid. Yeah. We all have our fears, whether it be the ocean, whether it be heights or being alone. Like we all have those fears, and it's important to know that you can reach out to different people and there's different resources. Like the counseling center, we have many different resources, different stress groups. I know there's a stress management group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's how to worry well. There's all sorts of self-help resources. There's a calming aquarium that you can pop into. The aquarium. And it can really help, because sometimes you need that just immediate distraction, because fear is an emotional response. It gets you amped up and adrenaline coursing, and you need to put all of that attention somewhere else. But I really liked what you said, Keegan, about we all get afraid sometimes, even if we try to hide that. Getting over that initial fear of judgment, that is a fear in and of itself. Not only are we going through the fear of, oh my gosh, I forgot about that homework assignment. What's going to happen now? And how is that going to affect my grad school plans? And how is that going to affect my literal living plans? And am I going to be living in a house? And what kind of future do I have in front of me? But just getting over that initial fear, kind of that exposure to what if someone won't help me? I always find myself amazed at how quickly people come to help you out.
Yeah, and I definitely can relate. The fear of being judged is so high in our society. We are constantly held to being at a certain level, whether it's the clothes we wear, whether it's how well we're doing in school, or if we have a plan for life. And it's just like, sometimes it's like that judgment is just something so intimidating to people, because we want to live up to those expectations, as we kind of talked about in our last podcast, but also it's just like, okay to like ask for help and know that like we aren't alone and we're not supposed to be alone. But sometimes it's like getting over that initial fear of judgment to get over that, which is something Noah said.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're like me and have a fear of the unknown, like post graduation plans or applying to grad school, I think the same rules kind of apply, that if you don't try to put yourself out there, or if you don't try to find these resources, everything will be unknown. It will never be resolved if you don't look for these resources and get the help from others. So just make sure to check out the pages that the UCC has to offer, or contact the UCC.
Such a good point, where the unknown can remain unknown. Another, just to emphasize it, if you ever find yourself experiencing more than just fear, but you're really struggling, please do visit the UCC. They would be happy to help you. But to kind of talk about that, things remaining unknown, we can kind of create these horror movies in our head. In the spirit of Halloween, I have the horror movie catastrophizing analogy for you, where you have this fear of a test. Say you're not so sharp at your calculations like I am, and you have a very big research methods exam. And oh, I'm starting to get a little bit too personal on this, but you start to think to yourself, what happens if I fail? And then you take yourself all the way down this track where that probably doesn't exist anyway. And we have to remember, a lot of horror movies, well, all of them, they're not real. There's actors and special effects, and the camera angle is designed to make you nervous. Now, we can be our own horror movie cinematographers, in which we focus on the worst case scenario and the worst aspects. But really, if we can use that planning to our advantage, maybe focusing on the relevant aspects of a problem instead of catastrophizing it and let it kind of jump up and scare you.
Yeah, and as Bella brings up another Halloween themed analogy that I would like to bring up is this idea of jumping right into the future. It's almost like a jump scare. And like, as you see, maybe when you're in a haunted house and you get that terrifying jump scare from behind you that you thought you had passed, the future is also pretty similar. After you graduate, it's like you're jumping right into the future. You're into adult life. You don't have to go to classes. You don't have a place you're supposed to be, and it's now up to you to figure out. And there's something really terrifying about that, because you've always, up to this point in your life, had an idea or someone telling you what you're supposed to and what you're not supposed to do. But even with that, it's okay to not know what is next, I think is something that is really important to stress, because sometimes it's like the unexpected that are the best things that happen. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to like slow down. And even when you do graduate college, there are people, there are career counselors, there's so many resources to help you. Everything that is out there is to help you. And I think it's important to recognize that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And kind of talking about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think just going off that jump scare analogy, the important thing is like you always make it out of the haunted house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You always make it past those scares and you always make it out, as scary as it is in the moment. And it's like, as much as you're freaking out, you always do make
whether
it out.
You're walking or running out.
Yeah.
And that reminds me, I'm so glad you brought that up, Keegan. Does anyone else still struggle with nightmares? I used to get them so much when I was little, and I still get them now, especially stress dreams.
I feel like I personally get more realistic nightmares where it's like not like the typical like, oh, monsters under my bed, but more of like, oh, I like didn't wake up for this exam. That was the most important thing in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely, it's so common. I think we stress ourselves out so much that it affects our sleep, honestly.
Exactly. Yeah. And even I am very much a, I ignore it, I go to sleep kind of person. So even like, though my dreams are not always quite as realistic, sometimes they really can be. And I have to check and make sure it is the day I think it is and that I don't have a failing grade in my Blackboard. but I've always found it such a cruel trick that you're sleeping and you're trying to rest off in dreamland and your brain is reminding you about your problems. It is reminding you about the things that you're afraid of. And while that is frustrating to me, it reminds me of the point of fear, that it is a guiding emotion, just like how anger tells us when we've been wronged and or there's something that we feel needs to be corrected. Just as happiness lets us know something's going right and we should enjoy this moment, fear kind of forces us to remember, hey, this thing is bothering you. You need to confront it or forget about it. And so it's kind of that internal conflict that doesn't feel so good, but it can really help us in our lives and help us to make sure some of those fears never happen because we're being proactive.
You're
good. I was just going to say, going off of that, like, even if fear's not as pleasant of an emotion as, like, happiness, it is, like, a protective factor. Yeah. Like, kind of you were talking about, like, if you are afraid of something, there's probably a reason, like, a decent reason that you are afraid of it, whether it be because you want to be successful or, like, you're trying to avoid something. I think as much as we try to avoid fear, have a good point.
I also want to add that I think confronting our fears helps us grow so much as a person. Mm-hmm. We were afraid of maybe being alone or applying to grad school for so long, but when we finally get there, there's that like sense of relief, that comfort that we feel that we overcame our fears. And I think that's another point of fear in general, is to know that it's hard, it's challenging. We're not just taking the easy way out, but when we get over that hump, over that fear, it really does just relieve all the stress and everything we worked for. And it feels good, honestly.
Totally.
Yeah. And even if you use your fear to confront the more like the things that are right in front of you, mm-hmm. so like that one little test or things like that, like I think that using your fear to your advantage is going to help you in the long run and help you prevent that like catastrophizing that can occur if you like continue to ignore those little things that you're nervous about. It's just going to build up, where if you confront them right away, it might help you.
Such a good point. And talking about confronting fears, I mean, a lot of people are thrill junkies. They love going to haunted houses. Now, please never go to a haunted house with me, because I promise this comes from experience. I will grip onto your shirt and rip it off because I am trying to stay close to someone. So that's your warning. But you bringing up how we can kind of get used to scary situations and almost come to crave it. And Katie, like you said, how it shows us how we've come a long way. I don't see a whole lot of kids really liking horror movies, but adults and, you know, people where we have come a long way in our lives, we seek those out as a kind of emotional release, a catharsis, and it brings us excitement.
I think you also bring up a good point that a lot of people hold themselves back because of fear, and we like to just stay comfortable, and kind of reiterating, like, it is that we want to overcome that and push ourselves further. Fears are there to tell us that, yeah, that's scary, but maybe it's what's going to help you, and it's not going to hinder you from staying, resting on your laurels and just staying mm-hmm. in what you think is comfortable and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that it's really just important, like you said, Katie, that we acknowledge the fear and that we try and work through it, I guess.
Not run away.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, for sure.
Unless it's a spider.
Then you step on it. No, I'm kidding.
And I think going off of that, to stay in the spooky season, we Ooh. Wanted to talk about our peer picks, of course, with the Halloween theme. We're celebrating a little early here during our podcast.
A celebration of all things fearful and spooky.
Yes. So to start off, I am not one of those people who typically enjoy fear. You will not catch me at a haunted corn maze or a scary movie screening anytime soon, but I do like Halloween movies that are non-scary. I can't lie. I'm a sucker for like the Disney movies.
Yes.
And, like Hocus Pocus. Halloween I have not Town. Seen Halloween it actually. Town. Halloween Town.
The new one is really good.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, for Halloween, my costume, I'm going as Cosmo. My friend and I are going as Cosmo and Wanda. So I think that's kind of exciting. What are you guys up to?
Ooh, for the first time, I'm going to a Halloween party. I'm so excited. I normally would have parties with my best friend back at her hometown, but since I started college, I haven't really done those kinds of events, but I'm dressing up for the first time in a while. I'm going to be a witch. Ooh, but yeah, I've just been really enjoying the season. I got all my Dollar Tree Halloween decorations hanging up, getting, honestly, I think I need decorations to make my life mm-hmm. a little bit better, to kind of celebrate those festive moments.
I personally agree. Like decorative candles. Too.
Yes, Ooh. I'm in a dorm, so I can't agree with you, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't know what my Halloween costume is going to be yet. I'm thinking that me and my boyfriend are going to go as the two people in the Ocean Spray commercial. So we're going to wear like overalls and have an Ocean Spray cranberry bottle. But I wanted to mention my favorite horror movie, which is kind of silly. Scream. It's kind of an old one, but I don't know. I don't really think it's that scary. I think it's more funny. Like the people, I don't know, just what they do is
sometimes it's so ridiculous that like you cannot be scared.
Yeah, like they don't. Obviously, if you go in the dark room,
yeah,
like,
exactly. That's the monster of the Black Lagoon for me. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's another old horror movie that you watch it today in like the modern light. And it's like, first of all, how is a fish running that fast? Second of all, like it's just hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I also, 2 days ago, I carved pumpkins. So that was pretty fun.
Ooh.
And I bought some little pumpkins I'm going to paint. I just haven't yet. So that's hopefully I'll get to during fall break.
What are you going to paint then?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
The unknown.
Yeah, but that one's not scary.
And then for my peer pick, for Halloween and just fall in general, I really love going to apple orchards and going carving pumpkins, going to corn mazes, drinking apple cider, donuts, all of that. I don't know if any of you guys are from Kalamazoo, but Bell Meadow Farms has a special place in my heart.
Aww.
For those of you that know, it's literally so fun. And kind of in keeping with your horror movie theme, I binge watched, and then there's a new one out. They're literally called Halloween, the scary movies with like Michael Myers. They're like actually, they're so terrifying, but they're actually so realistic too, which I really like. And there's some thrill about it that really just, I love, especially during this time of year. I don't really like watching it during like summer when it's bright out. I like watching it. It's literally what all the people in horror movies
do. You're on difficult mode, like instead of easy mode when it's like springtime. Ooh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and hopefully, my dear Lakers, we have given you some ideas on how to celebrate this end of October season. It's honestly one of my favorite times, and I hope that you all feel the same and are doing okay. But
I hope you guys have a nice fall break.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Woohoo! Enjoy our rest. And thank you again so much for choosing to spend your time listening to us. So, bye.
Bye.